Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was continuing to answer the question from our Calvinist friend. So please listen as we continue with that thought today.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Bible sheds a lot of light on what Henry has written. Well, I like that answer. I really do. He did not judge the Bible by Henry, but rather he judged Henry by the Bible. And that's whether it's a guy writing as a good fundamental independent Baptist or the most extreme Calvinist. We don't read the Bible and study the Bible by what they say. We study what they say by the Bible. That's the measures of the Word of God. Now, the Holy Ghost is the best teacher, and he's a far greater teacher than any man walking on the face of this earth, and he teaches his Word. Now, he anoints men to be pastors and teachers who teach the Word, but if those pastors or teachers vary from what the Holy Ghost has given, then we find that those men are wrong, see, because it's not of the Holy Ghost. Now, Nehemiah chapter 8, they went from beginning to end, or verse by verse, although they didn't have verse numbered. They started with the first word and went to the last word. Jesus has parables and other things that he spoke in his ministry and appear in the four Gospels. In some of the Gospels, a couple of the Gospels, they'll come up again. So some of his parables were mentioned twice. Others were mentioned three times, and still others are in all four Gospels. Yet, when there's more reference to something he said, they seem to have just some different things in one than the other. That does not mean that one got it right and the rest of them got it wrong. Okay? Rather, not everything was reported in each gospel exactly alike. Only the excerpts that the Holy Ghost would have those men write for the context in which he inspired the Holy Writ. Now, I find it interesting that in John chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus said, and this is to his earthly brothers now, brothers who were born to Mary after Jesus was born, and they would be the sons of Joseph that he had through Mary. But he said to them, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Now, he says, I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. The word testify there is a very, very strong emphasis there in the Greek. Testify is someone who has seen it. It's somebody who is a witness of it. You remember when Nathanael was under the juniper tree in John chapter 1, and they go to him and say, we have found the Messiah. And at first, Nathanael says something different. He says, how knowest thou me? When Jesus comes up and makes a statement to him, he said, well, I saw you when you were under the juniper tree. That's why when he said, a man in whom there's no guile, he realized for Jesus to know the intimacy of what Nathanael was doing, that he had to be the Messiah. He had to be God. And so here's Nathanael realizing that Jesus wasn't there in body, but he could testify exactly of what was going on in his mind. So to testify here means he actually addressed specific sins, the works, that is plural. He's testifying of them, so he's being specific on each sin. We see in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well. She had 5 husbands, and the man that she was living with was not her husband. He pointed that out to her. And so he was specific in pointing out sin. By the way, we'll see more here in just a few moments, but Jesus did address the subject of homosexuality, and you will see how here in just a little bit. Now, the word works, of which he testified, again, is plural, showing he got specific and named them. And some like to change the entire Greek language to say he didn't name sin. Yet we know in his ministry, he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mary Magdalene was possessed of 7 devils. That would make her a witch, and possibly a harlot as well. Jesus saved a thief on the cross. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 9 through 11 what it says there? It says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, as sexual sin of any kind, whether it's bestiality or anything, is sexual sin of any kind. It's a general term for sexual sin. Nor idolaters, nor adulterers," those are those that cheat in their marriage. Idolaters worship images instead of worshiping God in spirit. "Nor effeminate," that's homosexuals, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind," that's really the sexual perverted, "nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers," that's the social drinking partying crowd, "nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And that's what he says next. "And such were some of you. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God." So now they are washed out by the blood, sanctified, what? Set apart for holy use, and justified through the name of Jesus Christ. And so, all of this is the work of the Lord in a person that gets saved. But, he said, "such were some of you." Now, these were some terrible sins. And he says, "such were." That means they were, but they no longer are. Those things are no longer true in them. Now, the same Holy Ghost that worked in him worked in the writers of the New Testament. Now, people need to know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ is the glory of God. I believe in John 17 testifies to that when Jesus prayed about the glory which he had with the Father before he came to the earth. And so we know Jesus Christ is the glory of God. All right. Now, some still aren't convinced, especially that Jesus didn't mention homosexuality. But we see here that he converted some terrible sinners of different things. And they say he didn't really name sin? Well, my friend, he not only named sin, he spoke of the forgiveness he gave, which is greater than all of our sin. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sin. That means the entire payment for all time paid in full for our sins. And not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, I love that he is the propitiation, the entire payment, not just for my sin, but for the sin of the whole world. Praise God. His payment is not limited. In John chapter 20 and verse 30, it says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." That means that not everything that Jesus did or every word that he spoke, not every word of his Jesus' sermons were recorded in Holy Writ. That's why there's a difference in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and when it's recording about some of the same things, same events that happened, and different words. That doesn't mean that one was right and the other three wrong. That means that there were things from that they got. Remember, Jesus spoke for quite a while, and you can read those accounts in less than 15 minutes. Let me drive it home with this. You remember the Holy Ghost in John chapters 14 through 16 would give the disciples his words that he taught them and bring them to their remembrance. Now, those words that we don't read Jesus saying them, but the Holy Ghost, he entered these apostles and they recorded every word that the Holy Ghost told them to record. That's why we say it is given by inspiration or it is God breathed. Now read Romans chapter 1 verses 18 through 31 and you'll find homosexuality, both men and women, is addressed very strongly. That's the Holy Ghost giving an apostle the words of Jesus Christ. Because John chapters 14 through 16 says that he would not speak of himself, but he would speak those things which the Holy Ghost would give. So again, what we see recorded in the New Testament are things that Jesus Christ taught, even though they're in the epistles and things like that. We don't see it in the gospel accounts, but they're there. Or you got to say that Jesus lied in John chapters 14 through 16. The Holy Ghost didn't really do that. Now, if I was you, I wouldn't be so blasphemous as to call him a liar. He says, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. That's in John chapter 20 and verse 30. I like what's in John 21:25 that follows that. And there are also many things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. So thank you, sir, for your question. It will be good for our listening audience for question and answer in December. And as long as you leave nothing out, I hope you will share this answer with the Bible study group that you attend. I hope you are not offended in that I use book, chapter, and verse reference in my answer, because it was not intended to offend you, but only to speak the truth and give clarification. In Christ, Andy Bloom, and I gave Psalms 119:105, because thy word is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our path. It always has been, and it will remain that. Okay, well, that was quite a question. That was from somebody who was really on fire against us, so to speak.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet.